And it's Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN with our Dean's List A-List interview for the week, and that includes Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne. He stars in the number one movie of the weekend, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Sat down with he and the cast of the movie in New York, and actually it was right after the Cubs had won the World Series. So the cast, even Brit, Eddie Redmayne, had the Cubs on his radar. In this particular case, Eddie was paired up with his co-star in the movie, Catherine Waterston. And we talked not only about the Cubs, but also about what it meant to them to be a part of this Harry Potter mythology.
The four of us who sort of play the quartet in the film loved the books and the films, and so it's one of those things that if you've enjoyed watching other people in that world, you don't want to be the ones that come and mess it up.
And as an American, I mean, we just never thought we'd ever get invited to the party. It's just a British thing, you know.
Well, I guess I was reading that it was kind of a big deal, like for every British actor kind of your age.
Yeah.
To have been in one of the Harry Potter movies.
Everyone, it was between that and Downton Abbey, and then Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Didn't get a look in any of them. Well, I did actually get a look in Harry Potter, but I failed my audition.
Did you get the, I thought I had read that you had auditioned.
Yeah, so when I was at college, I auditioned to play Tom Riddle. A young Voldemort. But it was with the sort of casting director's assistant, and I genuinely don't think I even got through the half scene that I was given before I was gently shown the door.
Thank
so
you.
It wasn't very successful. It was one of those moments.
Wow.
But they were like, Sap, and I feel he's somehow right for this world. I just can't figure out
he's never going to amount to much. So, well, this is kind of the perfect sort of transition, I guess, for you to become one of these actors now that you're a dad, to, you know, start going into, like, things that your daughter can watch.
Yeah, I mean, people have said that about Iris, but she's 4.5 months.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a wee while before she... But I hope so.
But you know
so.
What's kind of great? If we do end up making many of them, she can kind of watch them all at once when she's 12
she can
or
binge
something.
Watch.
In order.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
In order. What's that like for you, Eddie, to be a dad now and how your world certainly must be turned upside down?
Do you know what? What's weird for... I think us as actors is that, you know, when you start out, you never believe that you can get another job. And so if you're lucky enough to get jobs, you work consecutively and you don't stop. And the amazing thing was that this film happened, and it took a long time, this film, and it was an intense experience. And then Iris arrived sort of a few months after that. And so for the first time, my wife and I just have taken time off, and it's been extraordinary, and she's amazing, really amazing.
But also, we shot in London, so you got to be home for the whole pregnancy,
totally.
Too, you know?
No,
we always travel so much as actors, you know?
And also, Dan, who plays Jacob, his wife had a baby, and so maybe if we do another one, there'll be a Fantastic Beasts crash.
Exactly.
Perfect. Just, you know, back in Chicago, you know, all that we're talking about right now is our Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Won the World Series for the first time.
Honestly, I'm still just coming to, like, it messed up my sleep clock so much because I was so amped up that night. That was the most amazing game. And I'm not a sports fan, but it was extraordinary. Sorry,
is it
you had a question.
On your radar at all, Eddie?
Do you know about the Cubs?
I know that it was like a huge deal and watched by more people than ever. And I also saw the cast of Hamilton in Chicago doing a curtain call that involved singing
Go Cubs Go.
Yes, they signed now.
That song is pretty hilarious.
It is.
It's a very sweet song. It seems like it's for a children's TV show a little bit, but it means so much to so many people. Because it's not like a fighting song, do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like, we're going to kill you, we're going to win. It's like, go Cubs, go! You can do it.
Please but don't disappoint us
again. Unbelievable that they won. It was so beautiful.
So there you go. It is actress Catherine Waterston, along with Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne, talking about their number one movie this weekend, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.